Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Yeah. Anointed truth. We in the building. Gotta watch what these people be feeding, you know what I'm talking about?
For real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me.
Here we go, tell them.
Beware of Pharisees.
But this will probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote. Yeah. You steady laughing, hee-hee, like it's a joke. Low-key, jump and fly, why you shading folks? I'ma take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me like for real, like you seen the plans. Sometimes I think you the one, how you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Started off slow, now on the truth is on demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child. I'm sticking to the plan, yeah. I won't deviate. Nah. I just want to be successful, I'm on my drape.
Yeah. Beware of Pharisees, bread. Beware. Don't let them get in your way.
I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shielding. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware of Pharisees, bread. Beware.
With that wordplay,
never seen the righteous but they can.
All they see is have to beg for bread.
Beware of Pharisees, bread.
Beware.
Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get to you.
Just remember what the word said.
Hey, what that word say? I hit him with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
Holy seeds have to beg for bread.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord on tonight. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We want to welcome everybody tonight, amen, to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the Anointed Movie Review tonight. Hallelujah. With Sister Valencia Scott. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person who called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Praise God. We had a little technical difficulties. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we made it on in, praise God, on tonight. And we thank God for each and every person out there that has tuned in and called in on tonight. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask that you just simply have your way. Hallelujah. Touch each and every person who has called in, everybody who has tuned in, everybody who is about to tune in. Hallelujah. Everybody who is going to witness and hear the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch them in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Touch the woman of God who is coming forth to bring the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch her in a mighty way. Touch her right now, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we rebuke and we cast away any work of the enemy on tonight. Anything that's trying to prohibit your word from going forth. Hallelujah. We bind it and we rebuke it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We praise you. And we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah on tonight and amen. Praise God. Once again, we thank God. Amen for each and every person who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah. I am Elder Andre Prevost, your host on tonight. This is the Anointed Hallelujah Movie Review. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God with Sister Valencia Scott. For those of you who are new, hallelujah. Amen. Or just tuning in for the first time, hallelujah. The woman of God, God has given the woman of God the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Through, hallelujah, the cinema. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And she brings out the word of God the way he brings it to her. Hallelujah. Through these various movies. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you are in, hallelujah, for an enlightening situation, experience on tonight. Hallelujah. If you are a first timer, hallelujah, I guarantee you will tune in again. Praise God. Let's go, hallelujah, to the throne at this time. Amen. With our testimonies and prayer requests. Hallelujah, amen. Coming from Psalms 100, the scripture reads, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. Faithfulness continues to each generation. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, hallelujah, hearing and doing of his holy word on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. This is the, hallelujah, New English Version, I believe, amen. Praise God, the New Living Translation. Hallelujah, amen. And I like the way, hallelujah, amen. Verse 1 says, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. O earth. When this was translated over, they took all ye lands and translated that into the earth. Hallelujah, amen. Meaning nobody, hallelujah, is excluded from this statement. Hallelujah. Everybody, therefore, is included. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what they call inclusion. Praise God. Hallelujah. Meaning no matter your background. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter, hallelujah. Amen. Your religion. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Race you are. Hallelujah. No matter what side of the tracks you are. Hallelujah, no matter your income situation, your economic situation, no matter your social status, hallelujah, whether you're homeless or rich, hallelujah, amen, whether you're a millionaire or you're a blue-collar worker, praise God, and whether you're white, black, Asian, or Hispanic, hallelujah, you are to shout to the Lord with joy. Hallelujah, praise God, amen, and it goes on to say, worship the Lord with gladness. Praise God, amen. In the King James, it says, serve the Lord, hallelujah, with gladness. But in this one, the translation says, hallelujah, to worship the Lord with gladness. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Be glad, hallelujah, when you worship him. Praise God, hallelujah. Come before him with singing, with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. And I'm going to stop right there because, hallelujah, amen, as we get ready to bring our testimonies to the throne of grace, hallelujah, as we get ready to bring our prayer requests, hallelujah, to the throne with grace, hallelujah, we need to take time and acknowledge, hallelujah, that the Lord, hallelujah, is God, hallelujah, praise God, that he made us and we are his. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. We need to understand, Hallelujah. My wife was talking earlier about what we need to change our mind about, what you thought it was, what you thought it was. Hallelujah. Amen. Look what he says. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. Praise God. Hallelujah. Meaning he made us to do what he wants us to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. He didn't make us to make him do what he wants us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of times we say destiny. Hallelujah. And I'm not trying to preach before the sermon, but the Lord say this. A lot of times we say destiny, and I want to reach my destiny. Hallelujah. Praise God. But a lot of times we have the wrong idea of what our destiny is. Hallelujah. Amen. Your destiny, you've written your own destiny. Hallelujah. Praise God. And somehow gotten confused with what God's destiny is. Hallelujah. For your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And therefore, we can't shout to the Lord with gladness. We can't shout to the Lord with joy. Hallelujah. We can't worship him and be glad when we worship him, because we have the wrong idea of what our destiny should be. Praise God. And when our destiny, when our idea of our destiny ain't lining up, hallelujah, praise God, with what God's destiny is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Imagine Elijah. Elijah never thought his destiny would be, hallelujah, to drink from the brook. Hallelujah. And being fed, hallelujah, by the dirty birds, by the ravens. He never thought his destiny would be to go to a widow woman's house and beg for her last loaf of bread, her last piece of bread. Hallelujah. Amen. That she said she was going to eat and die. Hallelujah. He never thought his destiny would be, hallelujah, amen, to wander from place to place performing miracle here and miracle there. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But never really having your own. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Martin Luther King never thought his destiny would be to be shot in the throat. Hallelujah. Amen. Standing on the balcony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, he gave the sermon, "I may not make it there with you," but he didn't think he was going that fast. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Jesus was the only man that I can think about in history that knew his destiny was to die. Hallelujah. He knew that in death he could accomplish more in death than he ever could in life. Hallelujah. That's why he said, it's best I go. Hallelujah, praise God. It's best I go. If I stay, you think I've accomplished something. Hallelujah, amen. But me being who I am, see, he has an advantage over us. Hallelujah. Him being who he was, he knows the end. Hallelujah, from the beginning. He knew if it was not been for the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, he could have chose to die of old age, but hallelujah, amen. It had to be in the way it went, because if it wouldn't have went the way it went, we wouldn't have gotten the salvation we've got. Hallelujah. We wouldn't have got the deliverance that we've gotten. Hallelujah. We wouldn't have gotten the forgiveness that we have gotten. Hallelujah, amen. In other words, things would not have been accomplished, hallelujah, the way they were accomplished, unless they went the way they went. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of people don't believe it, but every death has purpose. Hallelujah. Every life has purpose. Every move has purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of things wouldn't be accomplished. Hallelujah. Amen. Unless somebody died. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us are sad right now because people are dying, but hallelujah. It's God. We have to believe that all things, hallelujah, work together for the good of those that love God. Hallelujah, and are called according to his purpose, all things. Hallelujah, praise God. And we have to believe, and we got to know what that word of God tells us. Hallelujah, to be absent in the body is to be present with the Father. Hallelujah, praise God. Not only did their death have a purpose, but now, hallelujah, they are experiencing joy that we could never experience. Hallelujah, in this flesh. Hallelujah, happiness. Hallelujah, that we could never experience in the flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is for somebody out there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Know that your destiny, hallelujah, amen, may not line up with what God's, hallelujah, destiny is. Hallelujah. And guess what? Hallelujah. We have to change our minds about. Hallelujah. Then we can acknowledge. Once we acknowledge, hallelujah, maybe the writer should have written it a different way. Maybe verse 2 should have been below verse 3. Hallelujah. Maybe we should first learn to acknowledge, hallelujah, that the Lord is God. Hallelujah, that he has made us. We are his. He is in charge. Hallelujah. He's running the show. He's the GPS. He knows the destination. You don't. Hallelujah. Because once we realize that, hallelujah, then we can shout with joy to the Lord. Hallelujah. Then we can worship the Lord with gladness. Then we can come before him with singing because we'll know the suffering ain't in vain. Hallelujah. We'll know the doors being closed ain't in vain. Hallelujah. We'll know that the no's that we're hearing ain't in vain. Hallelujah. That it's all God, part of God's plan to get us to a designated point. Hallelujah. Amen. For him to do, hallelujah, what he predestinated to happen. Hallelujah on today. So as we come to the throne of grace with our testimonies, our prayer requests, hallelujah, amen. Or maybe God put something on your heart at this time. Hallelujah. The phone lines, amen, are open. Is there one? Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, bless the name of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. You, amen, for those who have called in, those who have tuned in on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Let them be blessed by the word of God that is about to come forth on tonight. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we ask that you open up our eyes, open up our hearts, open up our souls so that we can receive what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight, Lord. Lord, touch the woman of God once again, Lord. Bless her lips, Lord, tonight to only speak your words. Hallelujah. Let her decrease. Hallelujah. So that you can increase on tonight. And we thank you in advance for the word that you are about to give us. And we love you and we praise your mighty name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We are going to play a selection. Hallelujah. And immediately following this selection, hallelujah, you are going to hear the voice of our speaker on tonight, which is none other than Sister Valencia Scott. Praise the Lord on tonight.
So, Lord, to Elder, First Lady, all the saints that's on the line tonight, allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how, repenting once again of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in this, Father God. And as I bring forth the word, God, to the people of God, I thank you for having me behind the cross, Father God. I pray that I can speak your word in the name of Jesus. I thank you that someone be encouraged to live and set free on tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for people's strength right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that no one lack anything in the name of Jesus. God, I even thank you, God, release everything that you come to everyone that's on this line in the name of Jesus. God, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you. Amen and amen. I brought this word before, but God gave me a different way to bring forth this word. The word, the movie that I'm going to be talking about is the movie called A Walk to Remember. And the song that y'all just heard, that is the lady, her name is Jamie. That's the one that's singing. The song that you just heard, her name is Jamie. And God gave me the word A Walk to Remember, but what he gave me was the miracle. That's the word, that's the thing, the miracle. Definition for a miracle, a surprising and welcome event that is not by not divine agency. The people that that's in this movie, one is Jamie, which is the pastor's daughter. The second person is Landon Carter, which is the rebellious teen. The third person is Cynthia, which is Landon's mother. The next person will be Clay, who is the person that they played a prank on. The next person will be Dean, which is Landon's friend. Then it's Eric, which is Landon's friend. Tracy, Landon's friend. Dr. Carter, that's Landon's daughter. And this is what it's about, a jaded, aimless high school senior who falls in love with a young woman and him. And his friends, him and his friends once scored. I got paper, y'all. The two develop a powerful and inspirational relationship in which they discover the truth that people take for granted of a lifetime. First Lady, can you give me those scriptures before I move forward, please? Because I'm not going to be able to carry this paper.
All of them?
Yes, I need all of them. So I'm going to get you out the way.
Okay. So the first one is coming from John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, and it reads, "And the third day there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, They have no wine. Jesus said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purification of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, Fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they did. And they buried it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, Every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine unto now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Canaan of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory. And his disciples believed on him." Amen. That was the first scripture. The second scripture is coming from John chapter 6, verse 5. Through 14, and it reads, "His mother said unto the servants, Whatsoever." Hold on, wait, wrong.
Okay.
14. Okay, and it reads, "When Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, When shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, There is a lad here which have five barley loaves and two small fish. But what are they among so many? Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down and numbered about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that was sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that shall come unto the world. Amen.
The last scripture will be John 6:16-24. Don't you have that one?
Oh, yes.
Yes, this is the last one.
Okay. And it reads, and when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 5 and 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, it is I, but be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land where they went. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none of the boat there, save that one wherein his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone, howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lady Prevost. And the scriptures that the woman of God just read, which was John 2:1-11, and that's about when Jesus turned water to wine. Then she read John 6:5-14. That's when Jesus fed 5,000 people. And the last one is John 6:16-24, and that's when Jesus walking on water. All the scriptures that the woman of God just read is about miracles. That's about Jesus performing miracles. Like I said, the thing that God gave me concerning this movie is the miracle. And that's what I was talking about, Jamie, talking about Landon. Okay, Jamie is a saved Christian girl. Okay, Landon, and it's Landon Carter. So if I'm saying Landon and Carter, I'm talking about the same person. But Landon is a rebellious teen. But Landon and his friends were all hanging out. They were setting up this guy named Clay. Guy named Clay wanted to be part of their clique, so they were setting the guy up. They told him if he come out, it was like this big old pond. If he come out and jump into this pond, that he can be a part of the clique. Okay, so the guy wanted to be part of the clique, the cool clique. You know, they was out there drinking. Okay, nobody's over the age of 18, but they out there drinking. These are the rebellious kids, you know, and also rich kids as well. Okay, as Clay come out there, Landon tricked him. Landon told him, look, if you jump, I will jump. So Landon acted like he was going to jump, but he did not jump. And Clay jumped into the pond, and then it hurt his leg. Okay, then somebody heard that they was all out there, and they was on, because they was on private property. So the police was called. So look, everybody jump in their car, they leave, except Landon. Landon did not leave because Clay was still in the water, and Landon pulled Clay out the water because Clay's leg was messed up. I think like he broke his leg because he hit the water too hard. So his legs were messed up. So Landon pulled him out the water and tried to run. And if Landon is trying to run from the police, he falls and hurt his leg. Okay? So basically what Landon was doing, he was taking a fall for all his friends. Because all of them set up play, okay? There's nothing. They all was on private property that they was drinking. But he took a fall. About Landon not being the age of 21, he had community service. He had to do something like in the school play. That's all he had to do. Okay? And that's when he read it to James. Jamie is a girl that he know all this, like they went to school together. They known each other since they were kids. Jamie has been the same way since she was a child. You know, she's a young lady. That's a same young lady. And she was talking to Carter. I said, Carter Lynn, same person, about going to see Clay. And he was saying he don't want to go see no Clay. You know, he didn't feel bad about it or anything. He didn't think nothing about it. Only way that he really just thought something about it is when she brought it up. He was not thinking about it like that. So I don't know, something had touched him. I'm going through it. Something touched him for him to go visit. He was really upset. He said, I cannot believe. When Landon went to start, he said, I cannot believe I wanted to be part of y'all cool clique. Because didn't nobody else apologize. But Landon, he actually apologized to the young guy. And it's Landon, that he the cool kid. You know, they all still hanging out together and stuff like that. Landon had to be in the school play. And he had to do, like, the lead or something like that. He was not doing very good with his line. So he went up to the school one day. He saw Jamie. And he asked Jamie, he said, Jamie, I need your help with running my line. She said, if I help you, Carter, it cannot be about you. It got to be about the common good of everybody. So she said, you got to promise me something, Carter, if I help you. He said, what is it? She said, you got to promise that you won't fall in love with me. He laughed. She didn't understand. I caught that. That's the power of a virtuous woman. She know her authority. She know who she serves. She know who she is in God. She know for a fact that this guy started hanging with her that long and he could possibly fall in love with her. That's why she said, you got to promise me, Carter, that you won't fall in love with me. If you look at the movie, I was somebody seen the movie before. You saw Jamie is this plain girl. She wore her in a ponytail. Sometimes she have on a shirt with a skirt on. Sometimes she have overall on. She didn't wear no makeup. She didn't have the best fashion. This was just a plain young lady that went to school. But this was a virtuous woman, a woman that knew her worth. So when Carter laughed, said, it's not a problem. I'm not going to fall in love. He laughed, but she knew what she was talking about. He said, okay, I'll see you this afternoon. His dad, Jamie's dad, did not like Carter. Because, you know, he could pick up his spirit, and he used to see how Carter acted in church and stuff. You know, because like the song y'all just heard, Carter was rolling his eyes and everything, looking all crazy when Jamie was singing, you know. So he really did not care for Carter, but she said, Dad, you know, we have to forgive, we got him. That's what you say. So he allowed him to come over and ran lines and stuff like that. So then, okay, a situation came, okay. I ain't got my paper. I'm God rolling because I don't have none of my paper. I'm going off what God gave me right now. So as she walked up, she see Carter with his friends. She said, hi, Carter. Would I see you this evening? He said, you'll see me in your dreams. So basically he just embarrassed her. But no, because he cool, you know. He can't be looking all week like, you know, she kept when we were alive. She didn't say anything. She just looked. And she just smiled. And she just walked off. But he knew that he messed up. He already knew that he messed up because he went to her house that afternoon to apologize. And she said, he had said that he wanted people, he tried to manipulate her. He told her that he didn't want nobody to know that they was helping one another because he wanted to surprise people on how good he was. And she looked, she said, you want us to be secret friends? He said, it's like you're reading my mind. And she said, well, maybe you can read mine. And she looked at him like, you think that I'm really stupid. And then she was walking back in the house. He said, Jamie, I'm sorry, I cannot be your friend. She said, Carter, I thought I saw something in you, something good, but I was terribly wrong. So he cussing and everything. The pastor come all at the door and stuff like that. And then, you know, they go on. They're not speaking, her and Carter. They're not speaking at all. They're still doing the play in school, but they're not saying hi. They're not dealing with one another, nothing like that. And then the play comes. Jamie come out. She got on this very blue, a beautiful blue gown, beautiful gown. She got her hair crinkle looking very beautiful. Cause as y'all just heard, she could sing. But as she's singing or something, I don't know, it's like something just happened to this young boy. It's like he just stopped falling because he kissed her. In front of everybody. Now, this is the cool kid now. This is the Christian girl. Anybody liking the Christian girl? Something different about her. She very big kid. She very different. I'm talking about that virtuous woman. He on stage. I'll let me back him about his little girl because he got a little girl. Well, his ex-girl kind of hung on Carter, but Carter don't want no dealings with her. So when she saw that Carter kissed the girl, she started feeling some type of way. She kind of get all up in her feelings like that. So when Carter kissed Jamie. Jamie was kind of shocked. She was not expecting it. And then another thing, she just didn't trust Carter because how Carter did her. So as we moving on, he going to see her the next day, trying to talk to her, let her know that he wants to be with her. But she does not trust Carter at this particular moment, okay? So Carter went and got her like a nice sweater and stuff because she likes sweaters. So he went and bought her a gift and brought it over to her. And she looked like shocked, like, why he got me a gift? She like, she really shocked, y'all. So, another thing that his friends started noticing, Carter, you start noticing a change in Carter. You start noticing that Carter didn't really just want to hang with them no more. You start noticing that Carter started playing different type of music. You start noticing Carter didn't want to be around them, Jamie. So his friends started noticing. That's what I'm talking about, a virtuous woman. This man changing. This man is actually changing in a blink of an eye. She didn't do nothing. All I can tell you that I ain't look at when I picked up, all I did, she just kept praying for him. That's all I picked up, that she just kept on praying. Like she prayed for everybody. I just, you know, the devil get mad when, you know, a miracle about that. So it's called a miracle, something good about to happen. So the girl called her ex-girlfriend, got all mad, you know, because Carter liked it, Jamie. And he really, I'm saying, Carter didn't, at this particular moment, Carter was not caring about what his friends think, y'all, okay? He was not caring at all what his friends think. So what they did was they took a picture of her face on the plate and put it on a picture with brown panties, like they're trying to call like a little Jezebel, a little homer, like she a little slut, like they sleeping around. They're not sleeping around. How is Carter not even really having a conversation like that? Carter's trying to talk to Jamie, but Jamie not even really talking to Carter. So they set up, so she crying, and she looked, because everybody looking at her, laughing at her. This girl did not do anything. I tell y'all, a lot of times, in ministry, you ain't got to do nothing. When you in ministry, you're doing everything for the Lord. The enemy going to show his head. You can't dodge. You can't hide from. You can't run from. This young lady did not do anything. Everybody is looking at her, and they are laughing. They are passing posters around about this young lady like she's a slut, and she's not even a slut. She's a virtuous woman. She is a virgin. She has not done anything. But they're laughing at her, okay? And she tried to run off, and she went right into Carter and found me. It has nothing to do with you, and it's not a lie. It has something to do with Carter, because Carter did not want to be with his friends no more. That's what I'm talking about with God. I'm talking about the miracle when God intervened in your life, that this boy started changing. He said, it's about me. It got nothing to do with you, because he didn't want to hang with them no more, because he didn't want to do what they want to do anymore. That come in with ministry. When God changing you, people start saying, oh, you acting funny. No, you ain't acting funny. You don't want to do what you used to do no more. He didn't want to listen to the same music. He didn't want to hang with them no more. The boy wanted something different. So then his friend came up and said, he said, so I see why you got her locked up. I had no idea that all of that was hid under there. So Carter pushed him, and the guy named Dean, and Dean pushed him back. Carter punched him. He sure did. Carter punched him. He said, we're through. We're through forever. He walked up there to Jamie and said, you okay? He took Jamie home. See, he made a choice. See, remember at first, now remember now, at first, you know, he do everything that the friends would do. It changed. It intervened. God intervened. So he took Jamie home because she was Carter Landon. I'm saying, but everybody knows this main piece. I'm saying Carter Landon. I'm home. So she said, I can't date. So he had to go ask her dad because she was not able to date. So he went to talk to her dad. His dad like, no, I don't want to date my daughter because he just did not like her. He said, sir, I just want you to give me an opportunity of everything that you preach every Sunday. So he allowed Landon and her to go on a date. Jamie had three things that she wanted from God. I can't give you the third one. Y'all can give you the first two. The first thing that Jamie always wanted from God was to be in two places at one time. And the second thing that Jamie wanted is to have to get a butterfly. And she told Landon those type of things when they was communicating and stuff like that. So as they went on their date, the first place he took was the two places at once. There's nothing. She got a butterfly. And as they walking, as they talking, and as he just listened to her just talk, he said he wants to kiss her. And after he kissed her, he said, Jamie, I love you. And Jamie, she just looked at him like she just cannot believe it. And he said, I need you to say something. She said, I told you not to fall in love with me. I'm talking about a woman that know her worth. I'm talking about a virtuous woman. I'm talking about a true woman. God, she said, she told this boy she knew. If this boy started hanging out with her, he was going to fall in love with her. Why? It's because of the Jesus. It's because of the God that's in her. Because this woman did not change. This girl was the same all the time. And they started dating. They were holding hands and everything, going to school. You know people were talking. You know that's how they go, because he's not hanging out with them no more. You know they were talking and stuff. They go with it. But they continue to date and stuff like that. And she fell in love with Carter because she loved telescopes. They used to go out at nighttime and hang out and look at stars because he got a star named Jamie. And that's when she told Carter that she loved Carter. And her dad, he didn't like where it was going because he already knew what was going on. He said, Jamie, you got to tell Carter the truth. And they went on a date, and she had to tell Carter the truth. And the truth was that this girl had leukemia. This girl got cancer. And he cannot believe that she got cancer. He said, why you didn't tell me? She said, I didn't want people to be all funny around me. He said, what? He said, even me? She said, especially not you. She said, right now, she don't need a reason to be angry with God. And it's no reason. She don't need to be angry with God when she about to die. This girl got leukemia. She said she stopped responding to treatment. She said she have accepted that she's going to die. She said, but then you happened. She said she didn't know that was going to happen. So she told him about she was really upset. She ran home. She was crying. And Carter was really upset. And let me back up about his father. Him and his father did not have a good relationship. He loved his father. He wanted to have a good relationship with his dad, but he never had a good relationship with his dad. And his dad is a doctor. So when he found out about Jamie, he was really upset. He just drove out to his dad's house. He said, I need you to help my girlfriend. She got cancer. He said, I need you to help her. Carter wanted her to jump right there. He said, what's wrong? He said, I need to know her doctors, who she's seeing, what type of med she on. He said, forget it. You never done anyway. So he was upset with his father. Not really just upset with his father, just upset about the situation going on. So he went up there, landed, went and told her dad, tell Jamie I'm not going anywhere. I'm talking about a rebellious teen that cussed in front of a pastor. I'm talking about a rebellious teen that care about nobody but itself. But this rebellious teen, this world was not after this woman because of her body. I'm talking, you hear me? They weren't talking about no sex. He wasn't grinding all up on her. He loved her spirit. He loved the God in her. And this woman got cast. What can he get out the deal? What can he really get out the deal? Nothing. He said, tell Jamie that I'm not going anywhere. Jamie went up there. She talked to him. She said, I'm sorry that I didn't tell you about what's going on. She said, I'm sorry. And he said, are you scared? She said, the death. She's not. It's not even she just scared about the cancer. She just scared that she did not know that she was going to find love in this situation. She did not know that that was going to happen. God's plans be so big, but we do not know what God is going to do in our lives. That's why we have to trust God. So, and she's sick. So she's getting sicker and sicker. So she's not responding to treatment. So as they're still, you know, he's there. The friends find out about her. Mm-hmm. They found out about that she's sick. So I told you that she likes telescopes. So Linda wanted to be able to telescope. But his friends, they came and they started helping him with the telescope. They found out about Jamie. So that's what I'm talking about. Jamie did not sit around there and talk about, oh, they did me wrong. They did this to me. Jamie did not do none of that. Jamie was the same person all the time. I'm talking about a virtuous woman. I'm talking about a miracle. I'm talking about a miracle. Y'all going to catch a revelation in a minute. But she didn't talk. They was there. They helped Landon. They was there for Landon because Landon was going through. You didn't see any really emotion or the hurt on Landon, but Landon was hurt because this is a woman that he loved. And he knows that the woman that he loved is going to die. But God sent them. I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Don't fight back. When people do you wrong, don't fight back. God will intervene. They did this girl wrong for no particular reason. And they had to come back. And they were dirty. And God would make them ready to be spiritual footstool. Do you hear me? They came back. God made sure that they came back. And what's nice to this young lady, yes, they was. She wasn't mad. She had no anger. She didn't say, why y'all here or nothing. She didn't have no type of bad spirit. I'm talking about a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman is saying all the time. And as she moving on, she passed out because she at the house, she passed out. She had to go to the hospital, okay? She had to go to the hospital. And Landon was really upset and stuff like that. Then his dad was trying to find Landon. He was trying to find Landon because he got he set it up with Jamie to get home care. And he went to see his dad. And as he saw his dad, he was just crying. He was just crying because he didn't really think that his dad loved him like that. And by his dad doing something like that for his mom, he just broke down and started crying because this is the woman that he loved. And that he knows that he's about to lose this woman. And his dad did something to just really just touch him. And he just broke down. He just started crying. That's what I'm talking about, the God that we serve. You think God did not know that Landon had problems with his dad? You think God did not know that Landon wanted his? You think God didn't intervene in this boy's life because this boy was still with this woman that's dying? He still was with this woman dying. And God blessed Landon to have a relationship with his dad. They got their relationship back. His dad showed him, yes, son, I still love you. Yes, me and your mom might not work out, but you still my son. I still love you. So they fine. That's what I'm talking about, the God that we serve. Okay, and she's up in the hospital. Now, this is something that I got to read. This is something I got to read. Jamie's mom passed. So Jamie in the hospital. This girl has to, I'm telling y'all, this girl got such a beautiful spirit, Lord. I said, God, give me a good spirit. I'm serious. This girl got a bitch. She got cancer, y'all. She's so humble. She's so humble. She ain't mad. This girl ain't got no makeup. I mean, it's all natural, y'all. I'm telling y'all, look at this movie. She said, can you bring me this book? She said, I want you to read this to me. 1 Corinthians 13:4-5. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not dishonor. It is not self-seeking. Easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. And she told Landon, she said, you know what? I believe God had better plans for me than I had for myself. She said, I believe God sent you to me because I was sick, so you can help me through this. She told Linda that he's her angel. He never felt so special. Why he fell in love with Jamie, it wasn't Jamie, it's the God. That's how God feels. That's how much God loves us. Did you hear her? She said, we have plans. The God have better plans. Because like I told you, this girl been the same her whole life. She been serving God a whole life. She got cancer. She's like, I'm going to sit and I'm going to die. And God sent her love. She said, God sent her a man that truly loves her. It ain't about no lust, y'all. Did y'all hear me? It ain't about no lust. This is about a virtuous woman. And she ain't nothing but love. That is one beautiful lady. Do you hear me? She's so beautiful. And Lana just looked at her. He just kissed her when she said, you are my angel. She dying. You hear me? She in the bed dying. You are my angel. And she dying, y'all, day by day. Now, he asked her when she finally told Lana that she loved him. He said, what is your third thing? I told you, the first thing that she said she wanted, the first thing that she wanted was to be in two places at one time. The second thing that this woman wanted, she wanted a tattoo, a butterfly. The third thing that this woman wanted, she said she wanted to be married in the first bed. And that's Landon, he finally fixed the telescope for her, and she looking at the stars. He asked her, he said, do you love me? She said, yes. He said, I need you to do something for me. She said, anything. He said, will you marry me? This is the God that I'm talking about. Everything on that girl list, God, it didn't happen the way that she wanted it. I'm sure this young lady wanted, you know, to meet a nice guy, get married one day and have kids. This is something that she wants. Even though she got cancer, this young lady, this virtuous woman, everything that she wanted from God, she was in two places at one time. She got that tattoo, and she got married in a church wedding to a man that truly loved. Truly love her. She got everything that she wanted. It didn't come the way that she wanted it, but it came exactly the way that God wanted it. And I'm about to end with, I don't know how God's going to leave me at this. I'm talking about a miracle, okay? After they got married, not too long ago, after they got married, she died, okay? Carter went to see his stepfather. He wanted to bring her the book. Jamie gave Carter the book, which her mom gave to her. He wanted to give it to his dad because he already read the book. He just wanted to give it to his dad. He went to college and went to medical school. And Jamie had something in her yearbook. And Carter, he was just so disturbed. He was just so disturbed about it. He's like, what's wrong, son? He said, I'm just really upset that Jamie didn't. She didn't get a miracle. But she wrote, it was in a yearbook. She expecting to see a miracle. He said, I'm just upset that she didn't get, because how pure, how good she is. He said, I don't understand. He said, I'm upset that she didn't get it. He said, son, you don't get it. That you're the miracle. Mm-hmm. That's the God that we serve. See, that boy whole life changed when he met Jamie, really met Jamie. That boy's life was a miracle. He completely changed. He was a miracle. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what a virtuous woman can do to a man. A true virtuous woman can do that to a man because it's the virtue. It's the God that's in that woman because that boy's life completely changed. He was a miracle. Everything, I'm telling y'all, do not get wavered. Don't allow what's going on to deter you. Because if God promised you, I'm standing on mine, y'all. If God promised you something, it's going to come to pass. It might not come the way that you want it. It's going to come the way God wants it. And when God do it, y'all, it be so good. This boy walking around like she didn't get a miracle, not knowing that he is the miracle. This girl walking around thinking I'm going to die with cancer. But God said, no, babe, I'm still going to give you what I promised you. You may die, but you're going to. This woman touched a man's life before she passed. You know she was in heaven just happy. He was a miracle, kind of like she wanted. She got the tattoo, and she got married. And guess what? She even had to give up the tattoo. I'm going somewhere with this. This one, I'm talking about a true virtuous woman. A woman that's of God. A miracle. A miracle. I'm a miracle. I'm telling y'all, I am a miracle. I'm telling y'all, everything that God said he's going to do for Valencia C. Scott, it's happening. It's not happening the way that I want to, y'all, but it's happening. Everything that God promised y'all, it's going to come to pass. You might go through some heartache. You might go through some trouble. You might go through some pain. Actually, you are going to go through it, but all it's going to do is make you run to God like never before. But what if Jamie had the wrong attitude, the wrong spirit? Jamie had a beautiful spirit. Even though her and Carter was not speaking, she wasn't talking about no Carter. She went on the sideline doing little gossip and backbite. She kept praying like she always prayed. She went to school. She smiled. She was Jamie. She was a virtuous woman. She didn't do nothing. God made this man come to her. Do you hear me? And treat her like the queen that she was. He sure did. He went all over Jamie like that. He wasn't trying to get, he respected her. He respected her virtue. He respected that she was a woman of God. He respected her. And that's what God would do. That's the type of God that we serve. I'm talking about a miracle. I'm talking about a rebellious thing that ain't care about nobody. They had no respect for authority. They had no respect for you. He ain't had no respect for a past. Do you hear me? That boy cussed like I don't know what. But God intervened and changed the boy. That boy didn't even want to listen to the same music. He wanted to listen to the music Jamie listened to, y'all. He didn't want to be around his friends no more. He wanted to be around Jamie, y'all. He just wanted to be with Jamie. He wanted to talk about God. He wanted to be what? That's what a virtuous woman would do. I'm talking about virtue. I'm telling y'all, y'all look at Jamie. Jamie is so pretty because she's so natural. She's just naturally beautiful. What makes Jamie so pretty, y'all, to me? What makes her so beautiful? It's your inner man, your spirit. Her spirit is so pure. She did. I mean, when she did get upset, she wasn't loud, aggressive. It was just, she was just so beautiful. She was so unique. And I'm talking about miracles. The woman of God read those are about miracles. Jesus performed miracles. And we got to be like Jesus. Jesus got upset. Jesus got angry. But Jesus was not on the sideline talking about people's stuff. As saints, we just cannot do this the way we want to do it. We got to do it the way that God did. You think Jesus didn't get frustrated? You think Jesus didn't get tired? Jesus got tired just like we get tired. But if the Lord said we got to do it his way and stop making excuses, oh, I'm human. Jesus was human. But he didn't make no excuses. We cannot make no excuses. Somebody needs to see a miracle. Somebody needs to see a miracle. They're not seeing no miracle if you act just like everybody else. That's why I say I don't fit in, y'all. I can't fit in. I refuse to fit in. It's too many people's destiny's tied onto mine. It got nothing to do with Valencia, but all to do with God. I got to do what thus says the Lord. No matter people like it or not. And you got to go through heartache. You got to go through pain. You got to go through stuff. But I have learned, Elder, and I'm thinking about this in the first place. What I have learned. When you in ministry, you about to go to another level. Like when God can bless you, they gonna bless you. You about to find out who really got your back and who don't, man to God and woman to God. You gonna find out it's gonna hurt, but it's for you good. You got to know who truly got your back and who don't. Because when God blesses you, he wanna make sure when he bless you, the people around you are not taken. He wanna make sure they ain't leeches. He wanna just make sure that they're around you for the right reason. And another thing that I have learned, man to God, when God showed me everybody that talks about me, talk about me, baby, I can see the whole conversation, but that's the gift of God. I had stuff to find out that, and I thank God for letting me know about that. The one thing I told God, because people will help you, but they'll talk about you too. Don't help me and talk about me either. I told God, because I'll be blessed with a lot of stuff. I said, God, don't help me, because I do a lot of things. I don't brag about it. I don't talk about what I do for people. I do a lot. But I said, God, when you bless me and you tell me to bless somebody, don't ever make me think that I'm better than anybody. It ain't nothing that Valencia did. It's just show grace and mercy being so good, you know, to allow me to have stuff. So, Elder, y'all get ready, because, man of God, you going places. When you was rapping then, I already saw you rapping. I saw you with a lot of people around. You were rapping. I saw you in the first place. You going places, man of God. Your wife is too. And God is going to show you it's going to hurt, but it's going to make you strong. It's going to hurt you. I'm telling you, but you got to go through. All it's going to do, y'all, it's going to make y'all go up to God even more. That's all it's going to do. It's going to build you more and more. Because when God bless y'all, can't nobody say, God ain't going to bless you, and then nobody take what you suffer for. I'm passing on wisdom and knowledge right now. I'm talking about miracles. But y'all going to testify about what God did for y'all as well. Because somebody got to be, you got to experience a miracle through you and First Lady. So that's what God gave me concerning about miracles. Ooh, I mean, he wants us to be miracles, y'all. He wants people to look at us like they don't want to see us like when somebody look, and I'm asking God to really help. I don't want, when a person look at me, I don't want them to see Valencia. I want them to see the God that's in me, okay? And that's what God wants with all of us. All of us to say that we of God. He wants people to see the God in us. He wants them to see it so they can draw, so they can want him. So that's all God gave me concerning miracles. Man of God, lady, woman of God, it's back in y'all hands. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. Amen. We thank God for Sister Valencia and that word on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. A Walk to Remember. Hallelujah, amen. I haven't seen the movie yet, but the way she describes it in the detail, praise God. I can almost see it for myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's, I want to say, amen, that That's the kind of life we all want to live, that we impact the people that are closest to us. Hallelujah, that we don't sacrifice our virtues. Hallelujah, amen, to accommodate other people. Amen, they have to end up sacrificing their wrongdoings and their, hallelujah, misjudgments because they trying to fit in. Hallelujah, they want to be popular. Hallelujah, amen. So they struggling with trying to be your friend, hallelujah, and trying to be friends with everybody else, hallelujah, amen. But you got to stand your ground, as this young lady did, hallelujah, and see the impact. Once you stand your ground, it begins to be a domino effect. Hallelujah, amen. That person gets touched. The people around them get touched. Hallelujah. To me, it sounds like she impacted an entire community through this one boy. Hallelujah, amen. Strictly being who she was, amen, and that's a woman of God. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the woman of God. Hallelujah. Bless her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue filling her with the virtue and the knowledge, hallelujah, that she needs to teach your people, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Amen. We truly thank God for each and every person who called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to open up the phone lines. Amen. Praise God. If there's one on the phone lines tonight that has a testimony, a prayer request, hallelujah, a comment, amen, or maybe the Lord put something on your heart to share with us tonight, amen, the phone lines are open at this time. Will there be one on tonight?
Amen. I thank God for their words, for information. I thank you for the word,
woman of God. Amen, amen. Thank you, First Lady. Amen. Praise God. Confirmation. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have another hallelujah testimony coming on tonight? Praise God.
Amen. This is Apostle Thomas. I'm sorry that I called in at the tail end of the message, but I just want to tell her, stay on the wall, don't come down, and continue to do what God has called you to do, because God has his hands on you, and you just be blessed. And Elder Prevo, God bless you and your wife. I love you guys, and stay blessed.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle Thomas. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love you too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God for each and every person who called in on tonight, everybody who tuned in. Hallelujah. We want to invite y'all to join us again next Thursday night. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Sister Valencia will be coming back and giving us another anointed movie review. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you have time, amen, over the week, go look it up and watch a Walk to Remember. Praise God, A Walk to Remember, praise God, hallelujah. Sounds like a very, hallelujah, good movie, amen, on tonight. And make sure you join us on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, we will be broadcasting Bishop Mac Page, Care Church, on a Sunday morning, hallelujah, amen, going live, hallelujah, amen. Then Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock Central Time, these are Central Times that I'm reading at, praise God, hallelujah, amen. 5 o'clock Central Time, amen, we will have the Word Straight Up and Uncut. Hallelujah, with myself, Elder Andre and Prevost, praise God, hosting as a with our panel of Truth Seekers, hallelujah, amen. And we invite y'all to tune in as we tackle topics of discussion from the church's point of view, praise God, hallelujah. So we invite everybody to call in and tune in for that, hallelujah. And we've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We invite you to look out, follow us on Facebook, hallelujah, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, hallelujah. Go to that page and like that page, hallelujah. You can also send me a friend request, hallelujah, at Elder Andre Prevost Sr., Hallelujah, amen. And make sure you go and subscribe to our YouTube channels. Amen. We got two. Hallelujah. You can go to Care Church Incorporated. Hallelujah, amen. And then we also got one devoted to the Hallelujah gospel mixtape. Amen. Praise God. The Black Prince of Preachers. Hallelujah, amen. The Black Prince of Preachers. Go and subscribe to those Hallelujah channels. Amen. And we thank y'all in advance for all of your support. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight, and we will, amen, reconvene next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name on tonight. We thank you for the word that went forth on tonight. May that word resonate in our hearts. Hallelujah, our minds, and our souls. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing and have already done in each and every last one of our lives, Lord. And we will continue to praise your name. We will continue to magnify you, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. And these things we pray in your Son's holy name, Jesus. Amen and amen. And as we leave the line, but never from your presence, we simply pray, hallelujah, that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us so we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night, y'all. Go with God, and we will see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ. And yes, we are worldwide and uncensored. Don't forget to say your prayers and just watch what God, hallelujah, can do for you in your life on tomorrow. We'll see y'all next time. Y'all have a blessed night.
Hey, oh, come on, everybody, say. Just plant the seed.